the Henry Clay Center has been around for quite a while, and our focus is developing current and future leaders in how to have civil discourse about very difficult issues in order to reach compromise. And we focus around, you know, everything from social issues, political issues, you know, economic issues, et cetera. And we try to transform the tone of the country's national discourse.
So how do you get these leaders of tomorrow over to Lexington? Talk about the process of getting applicants here.
Well, we have two different primary events, that we host. One is a college student congress, and the other is a high school student congress. The college student congress is typically held in May. It's a two-week event. 1 week is held in Lexington and 1 week in Washington, D.C. The high school congress is a one-week event held entirely in Lexington with some trips to Frankfurt. But what we do is we solicit applications. The college student congress typically hosts one student from every state in the country. We've just recently completed that application process. We had in excess of 270 applications for the 51 spots, because we also include the District of Columbia. And we have just gone through those applications and made the selection process in a competitive process. And we're excited about inviting those students to join us, hopefully in person, depending on what our situation is with the virus. And we've now just started the High School Student Congress recruitment process.
And once these students all gather here in Lexington, hopefully, or virtually, what are they going to learn?
The big focus is talking about current topics that are involved in, you know, what's going on in our national discourse, both political and social, as I mentioned earlier. For example, could be everything from racial justice to, you know, the economic realities of Wall Street versus Main Street. It could be, you know, gun control, women's rights, abortion, national security. But these issues are actually selected by the students through a survey. And the students come together and we participate and work with our partner, the UK Martin School Public Policy. And the Martin School staff work with us to team the students to discuss and learn about these issues. And they are actually charged with crafting a compromise policy around what they've learned and about what their beliefs, you know, lead them to. And they then present those compromises to a panel that evaluate them in front of their peers. And we feel it's a really good process. And then they go to the College Congress, goes to Washington, D.C., as I mentioned, and they get to see these things in action and get an opportunity to learn about the different agencies and organizations in D.C. that support our three branches of government. And many of our students engage in internships and learn more about public policy from that perspective.
Yeah, if people want to see some of this in action, there's a great video on your website that kind of takes people that are currently in the political field, and they talk about their experiences. Many of them started right there at the Henry Clay Center.
That's correct. We've had now nearly 800 alumni go through our program, and we believe, you know, it's added value and skills and expertise to the individuals that have participated, and they are now involved in, you know, varying positions around, you know, local, state, and even national government. And we are excited to have the students this year and look forward to seeing, you know, where this leads in their future.
All right. In the time that we have left, I want to talk about the new virtual series of events that you're about to launch. Tell us about that, the Craft of Compromise.
the Henry Clay Center's mission is focused around, you know, the legacy of Henry Clay as the great compromiser. And those who've studied history know about the Compromise of 1820 and Compromise of 1850 and Henry Clay's legacy in that area. And so we desire to provide more opportunities for others to learn about the importance of civility, discourse, and compromise. And so in 2021, we are going to conduct a series of virtual events, as you mentioned, entitled The Craft of Compromise. Our first one will be next week, Thursday, January 21st at 2 o'clock. And in this particular event, our two honorary co-chairs, former U.S. Senator Tom Daschle and former U.S. Senator Trent Lott, who were both Senate majority leaders, will be discussing the importance of compromise, talking about their new book, Crisis Point, which talks about how we can fix what many people consider to be broken politics across our country and how we can work toward compromise. The conversation will be facilitated by Dr. Ian Raldy, who's one of our board members, who's actually a direct descendant of Henry Clay. And it will be hosted by Lindsay Constantino, who is an alumna of the Henry Clay Center's program. And this will be the first in a series. As I mentioned, we will ultimately be talking about topics such as racial justice, foreign policy, our economy, and we'll continue to develop new topics and new conversations for each month. And we hope to engage as many people as possible in a conversation. They can simply access us on YouTube. It will be streamed live and recorded and put on the Henry Clay Center YouTube channel.
All right, that was going to be my next question. No admission fee, just to go to the site and tune in.
That's correct. We also plan to stream live on our Facebook channel as well. But, you know, through any social media source, we're active on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, and, of course, YouTube. And we want as many people as possible to join us.
Well, and you picked the best topic at pretty much the best time, because that'll be the day after the U.S. swears in another president.
That's correct. And, you know, we had actually talked about this for quite a while here in 2020 and planned this prior to the election and began trying to develop how this might look in the structure. And we were very honored that our honorary co-chairs, Senator Daschle and Senator Lott, were able to kick us off, and we do think the timing is perfect for this conversation.
All right. So again, that's Thursday, January 21st, 2 to 3 p.m., and it's called The Craft of Compromise, and it's the first in a series of virtual events featuring former Senate Majority Leaders Tom Daschle and Trent Lott.
That's correct, and we look forward to as many people joining us. If people want to submit questions, they can submit them directly to me through Facebook, through our webpage. The easiest way to do it is just to email me at tshelton@henryclaycenter.org.
All right, Tom Shelton, thank you very much for your time today. You are the executive director of the Henry Clay Center. You've dropped the For Statesmanship with a brand new logo and everything. So 2021 going to be a banner year for the Henry Clay Center.
Absolutely. And thank you so much for hosting us today. And we look forward to as many people as can to join us. And we do think 2021 will be a great year as we help our country improve its national discourse.